Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldford dictating an endoscopy report on Rockwell Thornhill, date of birth 9/11/1956, date of procedure February 2nd, 2024. This is Dr. Evgenia Goldford, GO, referring physicians Dr. Adam Masri. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsies, and cold biopsy polypectomy. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy to be placed in muscle lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service. With monitored anesthesia care period, a well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision. For the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction and esophagus period, retroplexy was obtained at the cardia period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. Digital rectal exam was normal period, a well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflexion was obtained of the rectum period. Valve preparation was good, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Boston bowel prep score was 7, 2-3-2, grade as a good prep. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal esophagus appeared on a remarkable neck line. In the mid-esophagus at approximately 30 centimeters from the bite block, there was noted to be an external compression on the esophagus. This could be cardiac or the aorta, possibly. Next line. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. There was an evidence of a tongue of salmon-colored mucosa that extended past 10 millimeters. Biopsies were obtained for the Seattle Protocol to allow Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis with evidence of a distal esophageal ulcer. This was biopsied for histology separately. Next line, there's multiple clean based and hematin spot ulcers in the stomach, in the body and antrum. These were all less than 1 centimeter in size. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology and further evaluation. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenal sweep did have evidence of 2 clean base fourth class 3, approximately 8 millimeter. Ulcers, comma, these were biopsied for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 with biopsies obtained to rule out celiac. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. There were 3 sessile, approximately 10 millimeter cecal polyps all removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of rectal erythema at 20 centimeters from the anal verge. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was diverticulosis noted. Next line, plan, follow a biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend PPI, BID to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, we'll need repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the ulcers. Next line, if H. pylori is positive, we'll need treatment. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending TAF. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled.